This is highlight 15 in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to chapter 6, verse 3, about poor scholars. We have much to say about this, but it's hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. Instruction about cleaning rites, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And, God permitting, we will do so. The writer has a grumble about the poor level of knowledge of Christian things in many of the churches of his day. If your situation is anything like ours, you will agree that nothing much has changed in nearly 2,000 years. I would place a lot of the blame on the idea of the sermon, as it is commonly used in our country. What is the purpose of a sermon? The answer would seem to be something like this. It is part entertainment and part so that those attending may be convinced that good things have been said. They will therefore go home pleased by what they have heard, rather than gaining anything from it. This is particularly true of the so-called gospel address. This consists of a statement about the sinfulness of the average person, a call to repentance and conversion, and an exhortation to follow Jesus. This is preached, even if there is no one present who is not known to be a Christian, or is a hardened listener to such things without the slightest intention that they should change their ways. Everyone goes home pleased that the gospel has been preached, even if there has been no effect, and no effect could ever have been expected. Any preacher who fails to follow this pattern will be in grave danger of never being asked again, however biblical what he or she said may have been. This is the pattern in thousands of churches, chapels, and meeting houses in our country. What about yours? No school teacher or university lecturer could ever expect to get away with such things. Only a minority of the population is capable of learning anything after about 10 or 20 minutes anyway, so the preacher who goes on for a further 10 or 20 minutes is wasting their breath. There. I've had my grumble too, to add to that of the writer. What can we do about it? Not a lot, has to be the sad answer. We need to think hard and carefully about what it is we are doing. I remember a church in a city containing a large number of students. The preacher catered for the students, preaching in a university lecture style, and many of them took notes as he spoke. But some of the older locals grumbled about that because it was not the conventional wisdom they expected. I also remember asking the pastor of a church in Pakistan, many of whose congregation will have been illiterate, whether he got them to learn passages of Scripture off by heart. He was amazed at the very suggestion, even although he was working in a culture where learning by heart the Quran was an accepted and encouraged practice. Conservative evangelical churches tend to be generally conservative, so any change is frowned upon. We need to learn these things our writer talks about. That is why Dave works away at these partaker notes. Read them and learn from them every day. If possible, go on to some of the study courses he also makes available. Learn and teach to be a true disciple of the Jesus who ran a 3-year study course for his disciples and a true user of the Holy Spirit in your life and that of those you are able to disciple. Two of the action words of the Great Commission in Matthew 28 are discipling and teaching. Go, disciple, and teach.